The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus began to speak to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers and left on a journey. At the proper time, he sent a servant to the tenants to obtain from them some of the produce of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent them another servant, and that one they beat over the head and treated shamefully. He sent yet another whom they killed. So too many others. Some they beat, others they killed. He had one other to send, a beloved son. He sent him to them last of all, thinking, they will respect my son. But those tenants said to one another, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they seized him and killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come, put the tenants to death, and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture passage? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. They were seeking to arrest him, but they feared the crowd, for they realized he had addressed the parable to them. So they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, it's most helpful to insert ourselves into the gospel passages. So if you were the owner of this vineyard, and you sent one of your servants to obtain some of the produce that was yours already, and that servant came back and they beat him up, would you send another one? I think most of us would. We try to give the benefit of the doubt. Well, you know, maybe he said something he shouldn't have said, and you know, he's kind of a knucklehead anyway, and so I'll send another one. And that guy comes back and they beat him up too. Would you send a third? I think most people wouldn't, but maybe in America, you know, or especially California, like three strikes, you're out, you know, gosh, give him a third chance. And that one they killed. What would you do? I think most people, they'd take those guys out. Right? They take care of the problem. Obviously nothing's going to change. Three chances and they didn't follow through. My brothers and sisters, the parable is not about good business acumen. It's not about prudence or human wisdom. It's about divine love. What does the master of the vineyard do? What does our Heavenly Father do? It says He sends many others. And they beat every single one or they killed them. And He sends them over and over and over again, trying to win the people's love. He never gives up. He never loses hope. Gosh, I want to give him another chance. Till finally he sends his son. Now we got to get this straight, and I think it's one of the most telling lines in the whole gospel. Our Lord asks the scribes and the Pharisees, after they've killed the son, he says, what do you think the master of the vineyard will do? What's their response? They say this, he will come, put those tenants to death, and give the vineyard to others. My brothers and sisters, they still have that opinion of the Father after everything He's done. They still have a false notion of Him. When I read that line for years, I said, gosh, yeah, absolutely. That's what I do. I kill those guys. What does the Father do after they kill His Son? He uses His Son's death to redeem the people who killed Him. That's the Father's love. My brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ was sent by the Father so that we would come to discover who the Father really is. But we're all a little bit like the disciples at the Last Supper, like, Lord, when are you going to finally show us the Father? He says, whoever's seen me has seen the Father, right? If you have false notions of who the Father is, just look at me. And my brothers and sisters, the evil one wants to constantly distort our image of the Father. He wants to tell us lies over and over and over again. And our Lord came to dispel those lies. And probably every single one of us, to some degree, believe lies about the Father. Maybe we kind of think this is the way the Father really is. Yeah, finally he's going to give up. He's going to lose hope. He's going to take me out. Let's ask our Lord for the grace to come to reject every false notion, that we come to discover who the Father really is and the way He loves us.